And now we're going to take a closer look at summer camps. We have Kevin Gordon, director of Camp Kupagani. It's a multicultural girls' camp outside of Chicago. And Shade Thomas from Camp Atwater, the oldest African-American-owned camp in America. Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Kevin, let me start with you. Summer camp can be a place where kids learn a lot about themselves and others. Sometimes kids can also find it frightening or they get lonely. So what are the benefits of going to summer camp?
Well, there's a number of benefits. You know, camp helps increase personal accountability, their decision-making, social skills, appreciation of natural surroundings. They get to make new friends, know campers who are different from themselves, feel good about themselves. There's just a whole array of things that they can't necessarily get in school or other social settings that they can get in the camp setting.
And your camp is only for girls. Why is that important?
We feel that it's, you know, because children get, you know, the co-ed atmosphere in school and in social, you know, for 50 weeks out of the year. We have a two-week program. So we feel that, you know, with having girls only for that time gets, we get a chance to work on girl-specific things without the distractions of, you know, having to feel that you might have to impress the boys or things like that. So you get, you know, girls can be girls and get that great empowerment in that setting.
What's the age range?
Our camp is seven girls aged 7 to 15.
And how do you break them up? In terms of groups by age?
We have three different groupings. We group in their cabin. The cabin setting, their living group, is pretty narrowly by age, so 10-year-olds are with only 10-year-olds. We also have teams and sharing groups that they get to work on different communication skills, identity pieces, multicultural pieces. Those are a little bit broader, so you could have an 8-year-old with a 10-year-old with a 12-year-old in a group of about 10 to 12 girls. And then we also have our table grouping in the dining hall, which is the broadest age group, so you can have 8-year-olds with a 15-year-old because they're, you know, everyone gets to be a whole, you know, camp family and community.
Shade, let me turn to you. So Camp Atwater sounds like it has a long, storied history. Tell me a little bit about that.
Camp Atwater was founded and started in 1921, and at that time it was probably the only black camp in the country, so families sent from all around the country sent their campers to Camp Atwater. My parents, my grandparents all attended Camp Atwater, and even to this day, we have third and fourth generation campers coming to Camp Atwater. There was a break during the 80s, and then the Springfield Urban League, who owns and operates Camp Atwater, reopened the camp, and we've been going strong ever since.
Now, you're someone who had the experience of being a camper, and now you're running the show. Tell me about your experiences as a girl and then how you stayed with Camp Atwater.
I had wonderful experiences throughout Camp Atwater. It is a second home to me. Being in an environment sometimes where I didn't see my culture reflected and being in the minority, it was a great space for me to go in the summer and see other girls who look like me, had the same hair as me, and just really a space where I was validated as a young African-American girl. And then on top of that, being in that space, the mentorship that my counselors provide and just seeing them walking around with their college sweatshirts inspired me to what I would go on to do in my future. And then all the activities that they provided, it was just a great outlet for me as I was developing my own skills as a young person.
So if you had to sum up what it was that you got that you have still got today in like a sentence or two, what did this experience give you?
I would say more than anything, it gave me leadership and self-confidence. Self-confidence in knowing that there are tons of talented African-American women who go on to do amazing things, and that served as inspiration for me and what I would go on to do. But it also provided me a space where I could try leadership roles and new experiences, and that translated into my academic life, into my social life. But it all started at Camp Atwater.
Now, Kevin, what about homesickness? There, you know, when you talk about, you know, stay away camp or overnight camp, you can also see that some of the kids, and probably kids of all ages, might miss their parents. What do you do when a camper, you know, says, I want to go home?
Homesickness is, not to diminish it, but it's a natural, what we call more of a transition issue. It's a natural part of going away or you know, becoming more independent. Just for our girls, you know, if you love your family, you love your home, you should miss elements of it. So what we do is that, and a lot of good camps do, is you know, you're just always aware of that. And there are times when, you know, those transition issues or that homesickness are strongest. Those tend to be in more downtime. So we give the campers the tools to learn when they're feeling down. And, you know, they stay busy, they're making new friends. So it's really about getting the tools to manage that. For some girls, you know, it might be, you know, a minute on the third day, and that's it. For some girls, you know, it might be a little longer for a couple days. But as they figure out how to manage that, and we help them with that, they grow out of that, and they get that more independence.
Sade, what do you do with out-of-control parents, or at least parents who are needy? Because from what I've heard, there are some parents who might say, well, you know, my kid said this, or why don't you do this, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody's got a complaint or at least an opinion. What do you do if those opinions become intrusive?
We do a great job of just making sure the lines of communication are always open. I have parents who drop their kids off on Saturday and we never hear from them, and then parents who constantly call the office. And it's basically fielding those questions and making them feel comfortable that their children are in good hands. And we try to do that with having a comprehensive parent orientation. So those questions that they would be inclined to ask throughout the summer, we try to answer everything up front to really eliminate those needy parents and constant calling. Although it happens, we do always have the lines open for communication.
Kevin, how would you describe what you have as a, you know, you have a multicultural camp, but that can mean a lot of different things. What do you really mean in terms of how you execute your mission?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
How do you use the concept of multiculturalism in your work, very specifically with the kids?
We have a number of different, we have a 12-day curriculum that beginning from the first full day and going throughout the 2 weeks, we start with different activities that address those issues. So it's basically, in a nutshell, we help the girls celebrate their own individual identity while also being comfortable and celebrating those of others, and also giving them the communication skills and the tools to manage any differences that arise.
Sade, what about physical fitness? Do you find that any of the kids end up leaving a little bit more in shape than they were when they came?
Definitely, all the time. Throughout the day, the kids are going. We have certain built-in rest periods, but for the most part, kids are always engaged in activities and active. We make sure that our meals are certified by a nutritionist. Fruit and water are on the tables all day, so that's a big part of our mission, and then to make sure that all campers are engaged in that physical, that ongoing physical activity during the day.
Kevin, what about you?
Pretty much the same thing. Like camp is a great atmosphere to emphasize the things that they don't necessarily get elsewhere, because they're being active all the time. We're managing their, we're being aware of their food intake, their water intake, and basically it's just a great place to increase awareness of that that aspect of their lives.
All right, Kevin Sade, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Gordon is the director of Camp Coupagani outside of Chicago, and Sade Thomas is the director of Camp Atwater outside Springfield, Massachusetts.